I'm Afshin Ratansi. Welcome back to Going Underground, broadcasting all around the world from the UAE on the fifth anniversary of the suspected Israeli attack on Beirut's port, which killed or wounded more than 5,000 in Lebanon. It's also the deadline for billionaire NATO media oligarch Rupert Murdoch to respond to Donald Trump's $10 billion defamation suit against his Wall Street Journal over a Jeffrey Epstein birthday album. This as Trump's poll ratings collapse, with his MAGA base turning away in disgust at what it sees as an elite cover-up, let alone Trump's forever wars. Meanwhile, Epstein's convicted sex crime accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell, wants to testify in Congress after meeting with Trump's former personal lawyer and now Deputy Attorney General, Todd Blanche. Epstein, of course, had connections to Israeli spying, leading some to link the Epstein scandal to the UK-US-EU-armed Israeli genocide across Palestine. Joining me again is Ari Ben-Menashe, a former Israeli intelligence officer cited by Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Sy Hirsch in the Samson Option as a key source on Israel's clandestine operations. For years, he has alleged that Jeffrey Epstein was a blackmail asset working on behalf of Israeli intelligence. Ari now runs the lobbying firm Dickens & Madsen. He joins me now from Montreal in Canada. Ari, good to see you after so long. I would have asked you about the Beirut port explosion, who you thought was responsible for that. But since the pictures of the genocide in Gaza are saddening people all over the world, last week Epstein's lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, came on this show, the emeritus professor of law at Harvard, and said, no, Trump's behavior as regards Gaza, as regards bombing Iran, as regards bombing Yemen, all his behavior can't be explained by any blackmail tapes of Trump. Do you believe in any way that the genocide in Gaza is being prolonged by the late Jeffrey Epstein?
I certainly believe that the Israelis are making sure that the Americans do not stop them from the killing in Gaza. I believe that the American government is sort of trapped by the Israelis. Jeffrey Epstein is one of their tools to trap them.
And what do you think of Dershowitz's denial?
Hold on a second. I want to give you an example. President Bill Clinton, Ehud Barak, met Arafat in the 90s, and there was no deal. The reason was Epstein. They were being blackmailed by Epstein. Ehud Barak was also a friend of Epstein, the prime minister of Israel at the time. But he was being blackmailed by the Israeli right wing as well. And they stopped an agreement with Arafat. They were about to reach an agreement there for a two-state solution. But that was stopped because of Epstein. They were both being blackmailed by Epstein.
Ehud Barak has been on this show. He walked off this show. People can look it up. And that was not because I asked him about any blackmail alleged evidence against him. Before anyone thinks that you're dissembling or in any way, just remind people of how when you accurately exposed Reagan sending weapons to Iran via Israel, how the Jerusalem Post was used to say you had no Israeli intelligence links, and then they were obviously trying to discredit you, and then they had to retract it. So you have a history of saying things that turned out to be true.
I hope so. I think so. Yeah, a lot of things. See, when I spoke about the October surprise, everybody thought I'm a nut and crazy, until recently when the New York Times came along and said, yes, it happened. Now everybody believes me.
And so Jeffrey Epstein, in a way, presumably being used as a tool by the Israelis, helped to change the course of history in this region I'm speaking to you from.
Of course, a change thing. And they trapped a number of U.S. presidents by using Jeffrey Epstein. And it wasn't only about sex, it was also the money issue. Where was the money coming from?
Yeah, it's the financial links.
Financial issues, different personalities receiving money from a billionaire, a group of billionaire Jews that worked with the Israeli government in the United States.
The American journalist Michael Wolff has tapes of interviews that he isn't releasing. He says because no one wants to pay him for them with Epstein, where Epstein details his friendship with Donald Trump. Is it your understanding that we can kind of explain Trump's odd behavior with as regards Epstein because there is something on him? I mean, he had no reason to mention Virginia Giuffre Roberts when he was on Air Force One the other day. He's never done so before. Suddenly, he's talking about issues regarding Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell.
I believe Donald Trump really wants to bring peace to the Middle East. He really does. Going back all the way to his first term as president, he was going to do a deal with Iran. And he was going to go travel to Iran and give a speech to the Majlis in Iran after he gets reelected in 2020. That did not happen. But he was intent on doing a peace deal with the Iranians. And he's intent on bringing Syria into the Abraham Accords. But everything is stuck over Gaza. And I believe the Israelis have the American government captive due to what happens with Epstein, or what happened in the past with Epstein.
But everything Trump is saying is calibrated, presumably. I mean, those two meetings between his former personal lawyer, now Deputy Attorney General, with Ghislaine Maxwell, presumably to prevent her from testifying in Congress, anything against Trump. I mean, I don't know how far the Israelis want to silence Trump. You know, Trump acknowledges real starvation afflicting Gaza and promises more aid. This week, for the first time, Trump actually said something against Israel. This after 6 months or more, where he seemed to do every single thing the Israeli government wanted him to do, like some kind of slave. Will Trump be punished for acknowledging starvation?
Yeah. Can I change the subject a little bit? Rupert Murdoch, newspaper, Wall Street Journal, put out that card or something, a birthday card Trump sent to Epstein. Where do you think they got it from? And I have another comment to make. Rupert Murdoch's first newspaper in Australia was bought for him by the Israelis. In the early 1990s, Mr. Netanyahu was a regular visitor to Australia. I happened to be there at that time. I know what I'm talking about. Okay? And it was public that the Israelis funded his first newspaper in Australia. So I suppose right now he's paying back the Israelis, or paying back Netanyahu.
And Fox News?
Against his own friend, Trump.
And Fox News is nonstop supporting the genocide in Gaza. Rupert Murdoch's Fox News.
Yeah, that's right. And I don't think Trump wants to continue this war or the genocide. I think it's the Israelis holding him back.
So do you think Trump's strategy of sending his personal lawyer to meet privately with Ghislaine Maxwell will yield results, and that he can, his former personal lawyer, now the Deputy Attorney General, and he can beat Israel?
Okay. See, I have no idea what's going to happen in the future, but Israel used to have the moral high ground. They lost it right now. So there's pressure everywhere to stop the war in Gaza. And now, I got to say something. This morning, I was on the phone with my older sister who lives in Israel. You know what she tells me? She tells me, oh, it's all false. We're helping the Palestinians. This is all a huge anti-Semitic plot worldwide. This is what the Israelis are feeding their own people. She lives in Israel, by the way, the sister, my sister. And this is what she was saying. She's an intelligent woman, and she's a university graduated person. And she is saying that it's an anti-Semitic worldwide plot to blame the Israelis for hunger in Gaza and so on and so forth. This is what the Israeli government is feeding its own people. And they really believe it.
Just as...
This happened this morning. I was speaking to her on the phone. I just called her to see how she is. She's my sister.
Just as Rupert Murdoch in Canada, where you're speaking to me from, and the United States, and in NATO countries... In Britain, he owns the Times. I don't think the Sunday Times, if it had been owned by Rupert Murdoch at the time, would have printed information about Israel's nuclear weapons program revealed by Mordecai Vanunu, if Murdoch had owned it. In the same way, doesn't the power of Rupert Murdoch exceed that of Donald Trump when it comes to damaging Trump's plans for peace in the Middle East?
Of course it does. And I believe that there will be more coming out through Rupert Murdoch. I believe there will be more coming out. And if I were Trump, I would really push ahead with a peace deal in Gaza and warn the Israelis to stop. And if he has to, he has to send troops to Gaza. I would, if I were him, to stop the fighting or to make sure the Egyptians and the Saudis send troops to Gaza.
Harry Ben Menashe, I'll stop you there. More from the former Israeli intelligence officer after this break. Welcome back to Going Underground. I'm still here with former Israeli intelligence officer and author of Prophets of War, Inside the Secret U.S.-Israeli Arms Network, Harry Ben-Menashe. Harry, in part one, you were talking about Trump's desire for peace being sabotaged by media oligarch Rupert Murdoch and Israel. Do you believe then that Pam Bondi, the attorney general, was lying when she contradicted her, when she said there were no Epstein files, contradicting herself? Or is the Trump administration generally confused about what you know about why Jeffrey Epstein was involved in everything from peace plans in West Asia to the Gaza genocide?
I believe they're confused and they don't really know what the Israelis have. And I have a question that I always ask. Why did Epstein come back in 2019 to the United States when he knew he was in trouble? And Donald Trump was president of the United States, by the way, at the time. Okay? I think the administration is very confused about what Jeffrey Epstein did. and they don't know which direction to go to. I'm not defending them. I'm just saying that they just don't know where to turn. It's a difficult position to be in for the president of the United States. Given I'm not saying he's a good guy or a bad guy. I'm just saying that he's in a very difficult position.
Given the power of one person, Donald Trump, in the sense that, I mean, he may say he feels powerless in the face of so much institutional power in the United States, but given how much maverick power he has to create peace in South North Korea, in Palestine, in all these different places, one might ask, why do they need Jeffrey Epstein? Why can't they just assassinate Donald Trump? I know there's a lot of speculation. There has been that John F. Kennedy was assassinated with Israeli intelligence help. Why do they need things like Jeffrey Epstein?
Somebody tried to assassinate him, didn't they? Before the election. It doesn't always work.
And before anyone thinks and wonders why you haven't been, just to remind us about what happened to you in 2012 in Montreal, because you have spoken out over the years to people like Seymour Hersh, your friend of Robert Parry of Consortium News, the late, great Robert Parry, and given the world information about our world and the 20th century. What happened to you then in 2012?
There was an attack on my house in Montreal, Canada, and I was I got out of it by a miracle. They bombed my house in Canada, in Montreal, in 2012, 2 days before my birthday.
What about the British angle to this, in effect, conspiracy that Israel is perpetrating, that is killing, in effect, helping to kill, in effect, tens of thousands of people in Gaza? MI6 has been apparently aiding the genocide, spy flights from Cyprus helping Israel. Epstein, I understand, He did do work in the arms trade with Sir Douglas Leese. Apart from that, we don't really know of any connections between Epstein and MI6 over the years. I know that there are the famous pictures of the now British ambassador and former Tony Blair best friend, Peter Mandelson.
Well, the British get most of their military technology currently from the Israelis. This is not such a well-known fact. The Israelis are giants in military technology, and the British are one of their clients. And it would be very hard for the British to cut off relations with Israel.
Yes, Sir Keir Starmer made a bizarre a statement about recognition of Palestine.
Maybe in September.
Unless there's a ceasefire. I mean, it's a sort of incentivizing Hamas not to have a ceasefire. What about the
By the way, an Israeli company called Elbit works in London and does a lot of the British military technology. It's all Israeli technology transferred to Britain. You can look Elbit up.
There are direct action campaigns against Elbit units in Britain, where the security forces in Britain are clamping down on freedom of speech, famously. You believe that lobbying has a total power over Western European countries, even though they are starting to talk a little bit about what is happening to Gaza? How far can these politicians go without the Israelis saying no further than being able to talk about forced starvation?
I'm not sure what's going to happen because, you know, people look at these pictures of starving children all over the world, and there's a lot of pressure on these politicians to say enough, to tell them enough is enough. I'm not sure how far this will go. And I think the Israelis are committing harakiri on themselves or by doing this, because eventually they will be stopped.
Now, that is where the GCC countries arguably can leverage financial power to replace AIPAC lobbying power, as it were. Do you believe that Trump can begin to leverage some of that Arab world, global South, BRICS world power to be able to end the genocide?
No, I believe that he can end the genocide right now if he just stops being scared of the Israelis. What are they going to say about him? How many girls did he abuse? How many billions of dollars he took? Let him say whatever they say. He should stop the genocide. Let them do whatever they want to do. Morality should take over. I encourage him to stop the genocide at any price.
Perhaps he's trying to get out of Ghislaine Maxwell the Democrat blackmail material. I mean, one should remember that the de facto tortured women who got Ghislaine Maxwell in jail, I mean, they're not going to be happy when she gets apparently a pardon, a commutation. I mean, Trump didn't even need to say, oh, yeah, I could pardon her. Do you think Trump is trying to leverage something here and do what you're saying to try and beat the...
I hope he is trying to leverage this and just get it over with and bring peace to the Middle East. This includes Gaza, includes Iran, and other places too. I really hope so. And I think he's trying. I don't know how successful he is, how professional they are. I have no idea, but I think he's trying, yes.
Well, we know he's failed when he starts bombing Iran again with U.S. military warplanes.
Depending what he bombs.
You knew Robert Maxwell. Robert Maxwell, the guy who stole... he stole money from the Daily Mirror Pension Fund in London, of course, in Britain. And last time you were on the show, you explained how he introduced Jeffrey Epstein to Ghislaine Maxwell. Robert Maxwell was an incredibly intelligent man. He was trying to leverage things against the Israeli state, perhaps financial deals for his company. Look what happened to him. Can't the Israelis every time tell Trump, you try and mess with us? Someone is clever, and people can look up Robert Maxwell's heroic wartime record. They can still kill you.
I can't comment about that, but I hope Donald Trump will have the interest of the United States and the Middle East at heart and do the right thing.
I mean, you helped expose the nuclear weapons of Israel. How far is Israel going to go, given, as you say, they're committing harakiri in the court of public opinion around the world. How desperate is Israel, and would it use its nuclear weapons from Dimona as it loses against the entire world, against humanity right now?
Who are they going to bomb?
Well, there are plenty of initial countries they can bomb.
I keep on saying, who are they going to bomb? Is that going to help them? What is going to help them? And there are plenty of countries that can bomb Tel Aviv back. I can think of an example right off my head. Pakistan.
Ari Ben-Menashe, thank you. And that's it for the show. Our continued condolences to those bereaved by the UK-US EU armed genocide in Palestine. We'll be back on Saturday. Until then, keep in touch via all our social media. If it's not censored in your country, and head to our channel, Going Underground TV, on rumble.com to watch new and old episodes of Going Underground. See you Saturday.